We have a question, Dr. Blixlager. I'll give this to you. It's from our live audience. Lisa wants to know if colic risk increases as horses age, and if so, what are the reasons for this?
Some of the more, I mean, generally not per se with age, but there's a few things that come along with age. So one of the most important considerations would be their teeth. So just thinking of really simple things like that. So generally speaking, because we are feeding hay instead of them eating grass all the time, they can be that it can be that much more likely that they'll not be able to chew as well. And then when they can't chew as well, they can develop impactions more readily. There's a few age-related diseases you can't actually do well. There's one in particular you can't really do that much about, as far as you know. So horses can develop these lipomas, just these little fatty lumps inside their belly, and they have a stalk with them. And so once they get to about the age of 15 and over, they're in this category where they're a little bit more likely to get what's called a strangulating lipoma. But that's what would generally be referred to as an intestinal accident, meaning not something you could have really foreseen or done anything about. The only thing I think about related to that is definitely look at their condition, make sure they're certainly make sure they're in good condition. So you want to be able to feel the ribs but not see them, but you don't want them overweight. It's the only thing I can think of that could reduce that particular problem. Those are the main things that come to mind as far as age. The one other thing that I get a question on sometimes is, so once they get into their mid to late 20s, they're in the geriatric range, people will ask, you know, can they survive surgery, for example? I mean, can they go through all of that? And actually they can, seemingly all the way up until they get, depending on the horse, but until they get into their very late 20s or early 30s. And then some horses finally get to the point where it's really quite hard on them, and they don't recover as well.
And we have a related question, Dr. Southwood. We have Helen in Ontario, Canada, had a 29-year-old mare who just had her first episode of colic. Is she now at risk to colic more? So once our horses colic once, are they more likely to do it again?
Yeah, I think, gosh, if the horse is 29 and made it that old without colicking, I think that's awesome. I think that's really good. And gosh, kudos to the owner for managing that horse. So it kind of depends on the cause. So just in general, a lot of people have looked at this. So there's been studies, you know, looking large numbers of horses, and generally speaking, yes, horses that colic are more likely to colic again. But you've got to sort of look a little bit more closely at the individual. So for example, a geriatric horse or a 29-year-old horse that maybe had an impaction or something, that like you know, Dr. Blixlager just said, you know, look at the teeth, you know, look at the time of year. If it was the middle of winter and maybe it was kind of not a great batch of hay, you know, maybe that horse, you know, can't continue to eat hay and needs his teeth done or needs some other sort of diet. You know, that hopefully is a one-off thing with that horse, you know, especially if it's 29 and it's just got an impaction in the middle of winter. That being said, you know, there's definitely, you know, horses, probably about, you know, 15% of horses with displacements, you know, and twisted colons can have recurrence of those problems. And horses that aren't have undergone colic surgery have been shown, you know, to have more problems with colic as well, you know, sort of long term. Although once again, it's still, you know, as far as colic being a problem, you know, it's still a fairly low incidence. You're sort of in the kind of 15% range.